In the next technique, I'm going to be talking about combining assumption, seller second mortgage, and refinancing a loan. This technique involves assuming the loan on a mortgage property, obtaining seller financing by offering an attractive rate of return, and refinancing at a later time, perhaps even right away, at a more desirable rate. This technique resolves two common obstacles faced by no-money-down buyers. First is obtaining a purchase loan without a down payment. The requirements for obtaining a refinance loan differ from a purchase loan. The amount loaned to refinance is based on the property's appraised value. This amount may be substantially larger than the initial purchase price, thus allowing the borrower to obtain a higher loan amount with a refinance loan than with a purchase loan. As long as the amount loaned covers the existing liens, the borrower does not have to bring money to the closing and might actually take cash out at closing. Although there are some refinance loan programs that don't require the borrower to have owned the property for a specified period of time, many programs require that the borrower own the property for at least a year. In this case, it's known as a seasoning requirement. Armed with the knowledge that you will be able to quickly refinance the property, you can be more aggressive in your negotiations with the seller. You may be able to overcome the seller's objection to provide financing by offering premium interest rates. For this technique, the situation is that the seller does not require cash at closing and is willing to wait for the portion of the purchase price not assumed, providing a premium rate of interest is paid. The source is an institutional or private lender and the seller. The strategy is to have a mortgage broker verify how long you must own the property before you'll be eligible for a refinance loan. Ask the seller to assist in financing your purchase and offer a premium rate of interest on the loan. Structure an agreement so that the term of the seller's loan, that is the second mortgage, is of medium range, for example, 5 years. At the end of the loan term, or most likely even sooner, refinance the debt using your equity in the property and use the new loan to pay off the second mortgage. Let's take a look at an example. A seller has a property and, because he or she needs a quick sale, would be willing to accept $150,000 for it. The property has an appraised value of $175,000, and with some relatively minor improvements, you believe it could be appraised for $200,000. It also has an assumable mortgage of $80,000, payable at the rate of $644 per month. The seller wants $20,000 cash at closing and is willing to extend a loan of $50,000 to you in the form of a mortgage at 10%. You have no cash for a down payment and need the seller to loan you the difference between the asking price of $150,000 and the amount of the assumable loan, which is $80,000. To use this technique, you would agree to assume the $80,000 mortgage and offer to pay the seller 15% interest for a period of 5 years on a second mortgage for the remaining $70,000. Now, you may not have to pay 15% interest, but the point here is if you offer a very high interest rate, it may be attractive to the seller. In this way, the seller is receiving a premium rate of interest for accepting a note instead of cash. At or before the end of the 5-year loan term, refinance the entire debt. That is, what remains of the $80,000 assumed mortgage, plus what you owe the seller for the second mortgage. If you're capable of refinancing sooner and paying the seller off, you may be able to negotiate a lower principal balance. You might propose that the seller accept less than the outstanding balance if you pay it off within 15 months. In other words, you owe the seller $70,000 and you've agreed to pay off that mortgage at the end of 5 years. If you were able to pay it off at the end of the first year, perhaps the seller would take $60,000 or $65,000 for that $70,000 mortgage. Under this arrangement, the seller receives a monthly payment of $875, which is $70,000 times 15% divided by 12 months, and they receive that $875 payment for 5 years, all of which is interest paid on that second mortgage. Your total monthly payment for those 5 years is going to be $1,519, which is $644 payment on the assumed loan, plus $875 in interest to the seller. At or before the end of the loan term, you'll refinance, put a new first mortgage on the property that will pay off the first and second mortgage. You may be able to negotiate a reduction in the mortgage balance in exchange for an early payoff, as I mentioned a moment ago.